drug courts are supposed to save taxpayers money. 1 year of intense treatment and supervision costs about a third as much as a year behind bars. But it still requires money up front. In December, Rockingham County's drug court team, which includes a judge, prosecutor, and treatment provider, asked the county for $370,000. That's triple their last year of funding from the feds. But coordinator Joan Bishop says they'd hoped to double their capacity and add a case manager or two.
Someone who would sit down with a participant and say, what are your job needs? What are your housing needs? Do you need more education? The very practical sort of life skill things.
The commissioners countered with $150,000, just enough to keep the program running. That's less than half as much funding as Grafton County's drug court and less than a third of Stratford's program. Rockingham earns significantly more tax revenue than either of those counties. But Commissioner Kevin Coyle says,
I really think that this should be a statewide responsibility. And that the state should come up with a way to fund it.
In New Hampshire, state funding isn't likely. And it's not lost on Coyle that Stratford County has taken a different path.
We heard a lot about Stratford County Drug Court. I mean, they put a lot of funding into it. Their success rate has been better than ours.
Over 10 years, Stratford County has graduated 121 people who would otherwise have done time behind bars. If you factor in the cost of keeping someone locked up, that saved the taxpayers $2.5 million. The program's loudest advocate is County Attorney Tom Velarde.
You do it right, the results are staggering compared to just straight incarceration and release. You cannot make an argument that drug court should not be part of your response to criminality.
Commissioner Coyle is not convinced. Stratford County may be successful, he says, but so far in Rockingham, not so much.
To be successful, you have to have a good track record. You know, less than 2 graduates per year, I don't know that that's a great track record.
Right. Rockingham County Drug Court's track record doesn't look good. After $350,000 federal dollars spent over almost 4 years, only 7 people have graduated. One of those people has reoffended. But coordinator Joan Bishop says judgment is premature. The drug court only fits 20 people at a time, and
this program takes, the average time is 18 to 24 months for someone to go through it. So it takes a while in order for you to show outcomes.
On top of that, national best practices show that drug courts save the most tax dollars when they target repeat offenders with severe addictions, half of whom, experts say, will fail out of the program. That can make even a thriving drug court a tough sell, let alone one still getting its feet on the ground. County delegates vote on the final budget March 3rd. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.